with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden is reacting to the resignation of the director of the U.S. Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president, who had expressed support for Kimberly Cheadle after the Trump assassination attempt, issued a written statement thanking her for her public service. He said the independent review into the Trump rally security lapse will continue. Mr. Biden said, "We all know what happened that day can never happen again." And the president plans to appoint a new director of the Secret Service soon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says a bipartisan task force announced today will still investigate the attempt on former President Trump's life.
The task force that we'll be putting together is going to be very important. As I said, they have three responsibilities: to investigate what happened, the debacle that happened 2 Saturdays ago.
Israel's leader visits the U.S. Capitol in what is sure to be a high-profile test of diplomacy, politics, and security.
Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington, visiting at a fraught time for Israel, the U.S., and Palestinians. At stake are hopes for progress and efforts to mediate an end to the 9-month Israel-Hamas war. The Israeli leader will meet with U.S. officials and be warmly welcomed by House Speaker Mike Johnson, who helped organize his address to a joint meeting of Congress on Wednesday. Biden has been recovering from COVID, but sources and the Israeli leader both say they are expected to meet.
This will be an opportunity to thank him for the things he did for Israel in the war and during his long and distinguished career in public service.
The White House says Vice President Harris will meet with him separately. Jennifer King, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 57 points. The Nasdaq dropped 10, with the S&P 500 index lower by 8 points. This is SRN News. Donald Trump reaches out to a leading evangelical.
After a fire gutted the historic sanctuary of First Baptist Church of Dallas last week, Pastor Robert Jeffress says the former president sent him a note expressing his condolences and offering to help, quote, in any way he could. Jeffress has been a supporter of Mr. Trump since before he won the White House in 2016, and the former president spoke at the Dallas church in 2021. The damaged sanctuary, which is over a century old, will be demolished. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership, aging buildings, and large, underutilized properties, many U.S. houses of worship have closed their doors in recent years, but some congregations are using their land in new ways that reflect their faith. Some are repurposing their property to provide affordable housing as the housing crisis intensifies across the country. Arlington Presbyterian Church in Arlington, Virginia did that. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks with small losses as earnings reporting season ramped up for big companies. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%, the Dow slipped 0.1%, and the NASDAQ Composite edged down 0.1%. The smaller stocks in the Russell 2000 continued their big run and rose 1%. They flipped the market's leaderboard recently and zoomed higher on hopes of coming cuts to interest rates. The Dow was down 57 points to close at 40,358. The NASDAQ lost 10 points to 17,997. The S&P 500 dropped 8 points to 55.55. New York oil fell $2.82 to $76.96 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.